take us into the channel. Ahead of half, big revolution for 5 knots.
Aye, sir.
Range 150 out, 450 yards.
We're going there.
Stop engines.
Captain?
Stop engines! One silent!
Ceasefire! Ceasefire! Close the gun port!
Ceasefire! Hold still! Close the gun port!
Thank you.
Mocolo. Eva Rojas, World Health Organization. This is Dr. Hopper.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Sorry about the dark. The light hurts his eyes.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Azik Kiwe. Most call him Kiwe.
Hi, Kiwe. My name is Eva. We need to have a little look at you, okay? How long has he been sick?
For 2 days.
Has he traveled anywhere recently?
He was in Mali last week with his father.
Where is his father now?
He's at the lighthouse. That's where he works.
Blood pressure, 80 over 50. Circulatory failure.
Drawing blood.
What down?
2 mil.
It's okay. It's all right. It's going to be all right.
It's okay. It's okay, Kiwi. Mama, your mom, Peggy. Mama's here. It's okay.
You're okay. You all right?
Mali, just like the others.
Yeah, I know.
This is an outbreak, Frank.
We've got 6 cases. That's not enough.
Oh, how many do we need? 60? 6,000? When does it start to matter? We have to find the source, Frank.
You want to go to Mali? It's not going to happen.
WHO isn't going to lose any more staff to a civil war.
Here, finish your report.
Good. Just in time for the autopsy.
Ava? I'll do what I can do. I'll represent to the board. Maybe they'll listen this time.
Thank you.
We still need blood samples from his father.
I'll find the father. Mr. Mocolo?
Mr. Mocolo?
warned you. Peace. All right, give me the wrench. I need the wrench. Wrench! Anybody there? Oh. All right. Oil, I need the oil. All right. Oil, thank you. All right, we're good. We're good.
Sorry. Here. Hi, LG or Dino?
Eva. Eva Rojas.
Nice work.
Thanks.
You're welcome aboard.
All right, turn it on. Go down. Go, 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 go. More. Keep going.
Hi. How are you? Feeling better?
Yes, thank you.
I'm Rudy.
Sorry, where are you?
This is the Martha Ann. It's a Pneuma boat. Chip, we didn't know who you were, so we kind of patched you up ourselves. You had an edema of the upper tracheal tract.
Rudy! I've been waiting 2 months for this moment. Don't mess it up for me by letting him drown.
Yes, Admiral.
Dive her up! And five, counting four, three, two, one.
On the bottom of the ocean. Keith Bunting!
Nice job, everyone. Except you, Al. What the hell?
10-ton rated winch, my friend. Not a fly fishing rod.
You know what? You're thinking of the Thompson 1291, whereas you're astride a 1293. Not that you could operate either one.
Boys!
Sir!
Sir!
The king meets the people at the museum in 5 hours.
Don't worry, sir.
He'll be there.
He better be.
Hey, look who's on her feet.
Thanks to you, I guess.
Looks like you just lose your bag. Danger City.
Damn it, I did lose my bag.
Nothing worth dying for, I hope.
Well, that's a tough question.
Nothing worth you dying for.
Hey, Dirk, get your butt up here so we can scrape some of the crap off this thing.
Excuse me. Why?
Come on, ladies, get Mr. Bateen unhooked. Clean him up. We got a party to go to.
Admiral.
Retired. Jim Sandecker.
Eva Rojas. I'm with the WHO.
You look like you could use a cup of coffee.
Hey, all right. Hey, I need your help.
This better not be like last time.
Or is it right over left? I can't remember. It's driving me nuts. Is there something about a rabbit going around a tree or something?
I'll be there in an hour.
What? Dirk?
That was Oshadi. He thinks he might have found something.
Oh, that's great. That is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
No. Fantastic for me. I can't wait to tell Sandecker that you're not going to be at the museum tonight because one of your contacts from the Nigerian underworld has found evidence of a Civil War ironclad shipwrecked in a storm.
Storm off Africa.
Yeah, right. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Sandecker's going to freak.
Look.
I'll be there. He'll turn all red.
Fox chases the rabbit around the tree and down the hole. That's how the tie works. Don't you worry. I'll be there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. First, I'd like to thank the Lagos Museum for this magnificent reception. I would also like to thank our primary benefactor on this project, Yves Massard.
Thank you.
We are NUMA, the National Underwater and Marine Agency, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is what we do. King Bateen.
Where is it? Not at the buffet.
Damn it.
You want another kebab?
No. Of museums, with the help of governments, private organizations like ours can work in partnership to make sure that history that has been lost to the tides of time can be returned to its people. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening.
Do you have a CD burner on that ship of yours?
Yes, the same one I bought from you last month.
I have a wonderful piece, straight from the Iraqi National Museum.
Don't show me things like that, Oshadi. Okay. We're not that friendly.
Okay. Now, here it is. A very special piece. the one I spoke to you about. Mm-hmm. It breaks my heart just to show it to you.
Where did you get this?
Cash, please. We are not that friendly.
It was a great party.
Thank you for inviting us, Andrew.
The pleasure is mine. Eve, this is the woman I was telling you about, Dr. Eva Rojas.
Hi.
I'm delighted to make your acquaintance. I'm Eve myself.
Nice to meet you. This is Dr. Frank Hopper.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Eve does a lot of business in Africa. Some even in Mali. Will you excuse me?
I understand you believe there is some sort of plague coming out of Mali?
We don't like to say plague.
What do you think it is, then?
A plague. So you do business in Mali?
Mm.
Do you know anyone there who could help us by pressuring the WHO to send a team?
Well, you see, much of Mali is controlled by a warlord.
General Kassim.
Mm.
Do you know him?
Yes. He used to be a colonel in the Malian army and gave himself an upgrade the day he shot the president. He's the man who put the war back into warlord.
And he controls the country?
Half of it, and the other half no one controls, but I don't know which is worse. But I have to warn you, it is very dangerous for foreigners right now.
I would say it's probably more dangerous for locals.
Yes, but your death would look very bad in the papers.
So that's the word plague.
All right, I will call some people, but at the end of the day, I'm just a businessman, so be patient.
Oh, yeah, she's good at that.
He's not going to help us. It was a waste of time.
Hey, you can't just wander in the middle of a Malian civil war. Fighting with the Tuareg is too severe. You know that.
I think we should go back to the hospital.
Admiral, have you ever seen a Confederate gold dollar?
Oh, dear God, don't start this again.
Of course not, because the Confederacy never made a gold dollar. The mint was destroyed near the end of the war.
I beg you, on my hands and knees, don't.
But not before. Jefferson Davis had 5 samples made. He gave 4 of those samples to his top generals, Lee, Stonewall Jackson, Jeb Stuart, and Johnson.
Every time we come to Africa, out comes that stupid ship model. Out come the old port journals. We are leaving for Australia tomorrow.
4 of those samples have been found. But the 5th never was. That one was given to an old family friend of Davis, a brilliant young sea captain named Mason Toombs, captain of the CSS Ironclad Texas. Huh?
Where in the hell did you get this?
Frederick Osciotti. And he got it from a man named Ndigwe. But the important thing is that Ndigwe found this in Labazanga, Mali.
Hey, my dad collects coins.
No, that coin and the Texas were on the Niger River.
It's impossible. An ironclad couldn't make it with her draft.
Let me take the Calliope up to Labazanga, have a look around.
Can't have my boat, Dirk.
3 days, Admiral. Just 3 days. Imagine. Imagine. All right, if I strike out, you'll never hear another word about this.
You got 72 hours. Not a nanosecond more. You fellas just bought yourself a boat trip.
You're a gentleman, Admiral. I don't care what they say about you.
I got a bottle. Says we never find it.
Make it a case.
All right. Yeah.
You're late.
Excuse me?
I was told 8 o'clock departure.
8 o'clock?
I never said 8 o'clock.
I said 9.
9?
It's after 10.
Who said 8?
Admiral Sandeker.
Well, he said to give him a call if you had any problems.
Problem? With what?
He wanted to take us up the river to Mali.
What?
No.
Taking you to Mali.
Wait. There's been an outbreak in Mali. It's going to become an epidemic.
And you want to hitch a ride, Doctor? What, WHO's making budgetary cutbacks?
Please, it's important.
You guys got enough gear?
Probably not.
Small boat. No privacy.
I'm not shy. In Monterey, but I'm never there.
Monterey? It's great diving in Monterey.
Is that all you ever think about? Diving?
No. Sometimes I think about Petrocolla philatiformis.
Huh?
The angel wing clam.
Beautiful.
Hmm. This river's the only place on Earth they're found. When they're underwater, they glow in the dark. Now, the amazing things that modern science cannot explain why.
There must be a reason.
Mm-hmm. Till then, my theory is that they do it because they can.
Dirk! That's it! Let's go!
Angel wings. The world would be a lot cooler place if more of us were like that, huh?
This is the center of the cluster, here. Acelar. That's where we have to go.
Right in the middle of Kazim's Civil War.
Hey, mm-hmm. You ever been after marlins, Doctor?
Oh, no, not the marlins, Tori, again, Al.
733 pounds, 5.5 hours in the fighting chair.
I thought it was 600 pounds.
Hey, what did you catch that day? I can't remember anything at all.
How long you guys been together?
Since kindergarten, college, Navy, NUMA. Poor guy's always been in my shadow. I was the Al's maid, never the Al. Right?
Nice, Doc. You're pulling your weight. My watch, Chief.
All right. The man.
Your friend Al told me all about your Captain Toomes and his boat.
Oh, he did he?
He also said ironclads were not made to cross the ocean.
Oh, neither was man. Tequila?
And you found a coin?
Hmm. Not just a coin. I found the coin. Now, I also have a letter from the captain's widow alluding to her husband's urgent eastern voyage. I have a sailor's log on an Atlantic clipper who swears on a stack of Bibles he saw a great iron beast standing 2 miles off the African coast. Now, what kind of man tries to take a ship like that across the ocean? Why? How? I don't know. But I plan on finding out. Al loves it when people ask me that. Thinks it makes me look a bit...
This must be nice.
Hmm.
To have this as your office.
Well, every great thing that's ever happened to me happened in the water. Everyone.
Help me out.
mark. Got it?
How long the ass look?
Oh, 6-8 hours, no problem. You step along?
No, not long.
This one, too.
They're gonna be safe?
Oh, it's okay. Where we go now, no fighting. No problem.
No problem.
No Tuareg.
Listen, I've been thinking. When this is over, there's a place I know. It's called Monterey.
Never heard of it.
No? Oh, it's got a beautiful beach. Golden sands, aqua blue surf, place is paradise.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I also happen to know a woman who has a house there. And because she's a workaholic, she's never at home. Now, I haven't asked her, but I'm pretty sure that she wouldn't mind if you dropped by.
Can I bring a friend?
You'd have to ask her.
I already did.
Yes. You, me, and the Bay of Monterey.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
And you as well. Bon route, Dyson. Bonjour, madame. Ça va? Mr. Indigwe, un moment. Indigwe, he find this 1 week before,
Indigwe,
yes?
Indigwe, il a une semaine.
You know, I'm not too much of a linguist, but that didn't sound too good.
Indigwe's dead.
Yeah. Hey, the check? What is it? L'addition? Hey, you know, my dad collected ancient coins from Rome, China, Siam, Persia. Somehow they all ended up in a shoebox in New Jersey.
Meaning?
Coins travel, Dirk. Huh? I mean, even if that poor guy was still alive, could have been nothing.
Yeah, but the coin traveled from somewhere, Al. Well, unless it hits to ride on the back of a dolphin, I'm going to guess that his jumping off point is a little bit closer to where we're sitting.
Really, you can see that ironclad steaming up the river? I mean, really, isn't it more likely that we missed it somewhere off the coast of Virginia? Huh? Right? Hello? Dirk.
I'll meet you at the boat.
Ow. Nope. I got the check. Don't worry about it. No, I'm serious. I know, I get it all the time. Sit down, I'll get the check. Addition!
Ya Sheikh, my name is Dirk. I'm looking for a boat.
And when will we be seeing this boat?
About 140 years ago, in 1866. Back when Labazanga was one of the greatest ports in Africa.
Do you know anything else? We use events to find dates, not dates to find events.
Well, there was a storm. There was a great storm. One that would have raised the depths of the Niger enough to allow the boat to get here, yes.
It is written here. 6 days after the great storm, a dark ship rode without sails under the banner of a single star. It was driven upriver, never to return, bearing death. It brought a sickness from here up to Gaul and bore over 300 souls to heaven. It was believed a damnation from Allah. A ghost ship. A cursed ship. Safina too, I'm out.
Safina too, I'm out. What does that mean?
Not through Al-Maut.
What?
That's Arabic, Al.
Yeah, it sounds poetic. What's it mean?
The ship of death.
Great! We call Sandecker?
No. Whoa. What ship? Who's death?
He just tells us to come home.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, then I get a case of tequila. Boys, we're going upriver to Gao.
All right. Rudy, you gonna run the sonar on the riverbed?
Come on, I was hoping to meet a girl on the Australia trip.
African war zone. Ship of death.
Another truck bumper? Bicycle? VCR?
16 degrees, 20 decimal, 0 minutes north, zero.
Hold on. It's just some interference with the buoy.
Al?
Yeah, I got it.
When's the last time you checked the calibration?
I had it out of the water 3 hours ago.
Anything, Al?
Hey, guys! Take a look at this!
It's red algae. That doesn't make any sense. This is fresh water.
I'd better get a sample.
Yep.
It's okay. They're just looking for Tuareg fighters.
Thank you. Who are you?
Join me.
Thank you. These belong to General Mayenne.
Then one of them actually killed the Comte de Vesoulay. Isn't that fascinating?
Beads for the natives, Eve.
What do you want?
You know the doctors I was telling you about? I am afraid they are on their way to Mali.
I thought your man was going to take care of them in Lagos.
Well, we had a problem.
And now the problem is mine.
And another thing, General, if I may say, I am slightly concerned your measures of containment are losing their effectiveness.
Why? Because 5 or 6 poor souls escaped from Mali and died in their beds.
As the disease spreads quickly.
And luckily, it kills quickly, too.
General, I think you should control the movements of your population.
What's that? Are you trying to tell me how to run my country? You take care of your business, Eve. I'll take care of mine.
Of course.
Crocs.
Nope.
River?
Mm-hmm.
Radio.
Nope.
Radar.
Rudy.
That's not...
It
you
is.
You can't even be...
Here you go again.
All right, so my mic, Jack.
I spy. I spy.
Guys.
Company.
This is the Marian
City. I got it.
Prepare to be bought. You are trespassing in Marian water. Shut up your engine.
Hi, this is Al Giordino speaking.
Al Sandecker, I presume you're on your way home with my boat.
For you.
Al. Yeah.
Where are the rest of them? Where are they? We are looking for the doctor.
I have to put you on hold.
I don't believe this is a normal shakedown, huh?
If you do not shut up your engine, you run the risk of being fired upon. The doctor.
We are looking for the doctor. Where are they? Where is the woman?
Sorry, I don't speak English.
You are speaking English now.
No, no. I only know how to say I don't speak English in English. Uh-huh. Al? Hi! Hold on!
Stop the engine! Stop it! Move the open fire! Ah! Stop that!
Get my hat! Sorry! Go on! That's my favorite hat! Are you okay? Yeah! Where's Dirk?
I think he's,
a guy with a flare gun.
Flare gun?
Cool.
What? What did you say? Did you say you shot someone with a flare gun?
What?
Rudy?
Panama.
You think? Really? Yeah!
Go Panama! Really?
Somebody pick up. They're ignoring me. They're ignoring me. Everybody's ignoring me. Pick up the phone.
Take it! We're going to Panama. We're going to Panama.
What's a Panama?
Navy thing.
I didn't know you were in Panama.
Where? We were in Nicaragua.
Then why'd you call it a Panama?
We thought we were in Panama.
No Panama.
What are you looking for?
The first time?
Well,
didn't really work the first time.
I lost my hat.
Again?
Yeah.
Man, the Sandecker gonna be mad when you tell him you lost the satellite phone.
Not as mad as when Rudy tells him it was attached to the boat.
Wait, why me?
Because we're not going back. Right, Dirk?
Nope. We're going to Asilar.
No more Texas?
I'm glad it's on hold for a while, guys. Those soldiers weren't after us. They were after the doctors. I got a feeling whatever bug Abe is chasing, it must be a doozy.
Yeah, we got to get there first.
Yeah, I'm going with you guys, right?
Nope, you got to tell Sandecker.
Hold on. How am I going to get across the border? I never took survival training.
Consider this your course, Rudy.
It's kind of pass-fail, which I always thought was easier.
Look, Rudy.
Lay up here till dark and make your move. The border's not far. All right.
Al, you remember that time in Morocco?
Oh, yeah, when you made me ride that damn camel that bit my ass?
Yeah, that's the time.
Why? What is the secret to this thing?
Just wrap it around your noggin.
What part? Here?
This?
Yeah. Well, how come yours stays on?
Have you got a small head?
I don't think so. Somebody would have told me.
World Health Organization. Hello? Is anyone here?
Frank, look at this.
near one hip.
Hello? Hello?
This well was filled in recently. I think people here knew the water was making them sick.
I still say, you should let Omar go down. Omar, you wouldn't mind going down that well, would you?
Oh, it's okay. I'll go down.
You see?
Frank, I'd be fine.
There you go. All right, you're looking good. You're looking good. Give her a little more rope. Be careful, please. Take your time.
Ava, hold on! Ava! Hold on, we got you.
You got it?
It's okay.
Bring her up.
No, I'm fine. Give me more rope.
Get you out of there. Hey, looks like we've got company. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello there. I'm Dr. Hopper with the World Health Organization.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
This is all of them.
Yes, sir.
UN knows that we're here. This is
a United Nations
sanctioned mission.
Where's your colleague?
No. I mean the woman.
She didn't come. She's ill.
This pistol, it belonged to General Sir Henry Watkins, .455 caliber. Very rare. Hard to find the rounds. I have them made by Holland and Holland of London. 27 pounds each.
You should put the money to better use. Like containing this plague.
I will give you some advice. Tell me where Dr. Rojas is.
She's not here.
Have it your own way.
Make it look like a horde of Tuareg swine just came through here. And find the woman.
Yes, sir.
She's here.
Somewhere.
Mais quel est
le
Frank! Frank!
gun here.
We're in Tuareg country now. We're gonna drive north about 3 hours to hit the flatlands. From there, it should be a relatively easy drive to the Algerian border.
Sorry.
Ava. Ava. We'll get through, huh?
Wait, please tell me what are you doing here?
5 men shot dead in cold blood. What do you think about that?
Hardly my responsibility.
No. You see. You are a very brave man. The only survivor. Crawled all the way from Arsenal to bring me the news.
Very commendable.
Caught in a classic Tuareg ambush, wouldn't you say?
Possibly.
One problem. There were no Tuareg. Why didn't you tell me the doctors had American military support?
Because they didn't.
The two unarmed men who did this, they were not amateurs, Eve. Nobody wants on the boat. And they're the same men, I think.
They're treasure hunters, General. Marine salvage, they call themselves. Hardly your military elite.
Don't underestimate them. Watch out. And if you find them, bring them to me.
What is it? Get out of the Jeep. Keep your hands up. Move slowly.
Who are you, and why are you here?
We are enemies of Kazim.
You are American?
Mm-hmm.
CIA?
No.
I'm a doctor from the World Health Organization. I'm investigating the source of a disease.
Come with me. This is the disease you were looking for.
I believe it is.
All right. Here we go. 15.
Go!
It's not a plague. It's a poison. There are toxins in the water here and in Athelar.
Toxins?
Yes, that's what's making these people sick.
Can you treat it?
No.
Admiral, what can I do for you?
What do you hear from Mali?
Beautiful country.
Oh, kiss my ass.
Can I hear that a couple of, American boys in their fancy yacht getting in some trouble on the Niger.
Does the agency have a presence there?
Oh, strictly hands off.
Carl, I gotta get my boys out.
They're private citizens. Now, they choose to go down there and get themselves shot up over some sunken treasure. That is not a company problem.
I'm not asking the company.
Yeah, you've got some nerve. Come down here compromising my cover, and now you're gonna ask me to risk my whole career over this nonsense?
Well, since you put it that way, yes, I am.
No, you're not, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
October 27, 1982.
Yeah, I knew you'd bring that up.
And now I have.
If I do this, we are even.
Slate's clean.
I'll see what I can do.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Benzene, heavy metals, nitrates. Basically, the water's toxic.
I understand. But Kazin's men followed your trail. You must leave tomorrow at first light.
Modibo.
Ava found the same poison in the wells at Asalar. It's over 300 miles from here.
Africa will find the place for us.
Modibo. We have to find the source.
That is for you. My duty is here with my people.
We leave in the morning.
I've heard that my car pleases your eyes.
It's 1936 Avant Passant. Six-cylinder sleeve valve engine. You know there's only six of these ever made? How the hell did you get it?
We borrowed it from Kazim.
Bye. Thank you.
Sherry, I'll do it. Okay, here we go. Come on. New L record, right here. Gah!
I got something you gotta see.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, give me a minute.
Come on!
That is your Texas we're looking at, isn't it?
Sure the hell looks like it.
Yeah, sitting in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Hey, I am not paying off the tequila on a picture, okay? Ship of the desert's a camel. It's not an ironclad battleship. I mean, there is no way that that could get across the desert.
Now, at one time, much of this desert was lush green farmland, and there were rivers everywhere. Now, the ironclad obviously came up this river and stopped at this structure, which is a fort, a castle, I don't know. So the climate changed. Let's say the water level dropped, and the boat became stranded.
Yeah, or sailed away.
Or the land dried up, the soil turned to dust, the sands blew in, and the ship is still buried to this day. Right here, next to the structure.
Okay, great. So all we have to do is wait for the river to fill up again and sail to Texas on.
That's how it's spreading.
What is?
The toxins.
Uh-huh. What, in the dried up, non-existent river?
No, the same river that was on the surface 150 years ago still exists. It's just beneath our feet now, sunk in the sand, running along the rock strata. Now, the toxins are obviously leaching from their source into the underground river system.
Spreading from well to well.
Exactly.
So we find your Texas. We find the underground river.
We find the river. We find the source of the toxins.
Apple, not now. Rudy?
Admiral.
Oh. I had some bad news about your boat.
Cave painting, this is the place.
You know, Al, if we were here 150 years ago, we'd be swimming right now.
Hey, you know how it is when you see someone that you haven't seen since high school, and they got some dead-end job, and they're married to some woman that hates them, they got like three kids that thinks he's a joke. Isn't there some point when he stood back and said, Bob, don't take that job. Bob, don't marry that harpy. You know? Your point? Well, we're in the middle of a desert looking for the source of a river pollutant, using as our map a cave drawing of a Civil War gunship, which is also in the desert.
Right.
So I was just wondering when we're going to have to sit down and reevaluate our decision-making paradigm.
I don't know. Working so far. You see the scope?
Yeah. I see.
I don't know.
It looks like a solar energy plant. That's strange. There's a collecting tower, but no outgoing transmission lines. Massard Enterprises.
Massard? Yves Massard?
Whoever it is, they've got heavy security.
Let's check it out.
Not now, Rudy. I don't have time.
Yes, sir. You do.
That's not possible.
Probably full of chemical waste. They're going in that chamber. They're coming out the other side empty. They're using the solar power to superheat and vaporize the toxins.
That's smart. Looks clean, too.
What about those barrels?
Guy's really starting to piss me off.
It's time to call in the cavalry. Let's go.
Well, Dr. Rojas, I do wish you had stayed in Lagos.
So, got your report. Kind of dense, huh? My understanding is there's a problem with the water. Am I right?
Rudy, the water in the Niger River is being poisoned.
Right now?
It's in Mali, but it's headed toward us fast. If we don't do something, within 1 week, it's going to hit the Atlantic. And when that interacts with the salt water, that growth rate is going to explode. The oxygen levels in the affected waters will decrease by 40 to 60%, killing all plant and animal life.
If it gets to the ocean, it's halfway to New York within 6 months. Then there's nothing we can do.
Is that all? Do you have any independent confirmation?
Nope.
Because intervening in a sovereign country, granted, I'm only in the job a couple of months. I'm pretty sure that's going to be tough to get an okay for.
I need you to try.
Oh, I'm going to look into this. I am. I'm going to pass this on to the State Department, get their take on this. Okay, I think that's the best way to proceed. Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Hell are we?
I don't know.
Here's Ava.
So, the two Americans, they're on their way, General. The doctor, well, I'm afraid there has been an incident, General. An exchange of gunfire, most unfortunate. She's dead. Yes, General. I'm sorry, I... You know, Dr. Rojas, you're lucky I'm such a gentleman.
Who else knows you're here?
This facility is a miracle of modern science. State-of-the-art technology. Solar energy harnessed to destroy the world's contaminants. Not such a bad idea, after all.
It's a toxic waste dump.
It's not so simple. You see, all new technology has enemies. Sandstorms, for example, they chip away at the mirrors. Productivity falls and the waste needs to be stored underground. So, we have developed new laminate coating to protect the mirrors. And with this new approach, our problems should now be in the past.
You're poisoning a river system underground. It's spreading across Western Africa.
You're wrong. That's impossible. Who else knows you're here?
The Nigerian government. The WHO.
No one else knows you're here today.
Free now.
Sweet fifteen. Run fast, you don't. Well, she swims real well. There's the water with the special hair. There's my man.
Massad, your packages have not arrived. Apparently, they were lost in the desert.
Yes, I heard.
Tell me, if the doctor promised me she's dead.
Oh, yes, yes.
Be ashamed to fall out over a woman, no?
General, I've come here to tell you that I think we should suspend waste shipments to the plant for the time being.
Nonsense. The borders are all closed. The sick are either quarantined or dead. I did not expend all these resources only to see my profit shrink.
Yes, but I have good reasons to believe the toxins are in the Niger River.
And the problem is no longer ours. But our neighbors downstream.
They will soon find out the Americans did.
Okay, Eve, as you please. Close the plant. But your payments to me will continue. Okay. Don't worry. It's Africa. Nobody cares about Africa.
This photo was taken 24 hours ago. Normally, Kasim likes to keep his tanks where he can see them in case the people get frisky. This one, taken 4 hours ago, shows the tanks mobilizing north to the desert. And my guess, and intelligence supports this, they're looking for your boys.
Well, we'll have to find them first.
No, we already did. Yesterday, they showed up in a Tuareg village about 200 miles northwest of Gao.
That's within range. You could get choppers in there if you flew at night.
But your boys already left.
Left? Where? Going where?
Well, based on their behavior so far, I have no idea.
See that every day.
All right. I bet you $100 there's a toolkit in there.
I don't want to rain on your crazy parade, buddy, but I don't think we can fix this thing.
He's got an industrial factory that's dumping deadly toxins into the Niger.
Massad?
Right now, I think he's got Eve at his plant, which hopefully is going to be our next stop.
Well, I've got something for you. Rudy's got chemistry here.
It says if that leak's not shut down ASAP, it's going to reach the ocean.
And when it does, that'll be ground zero for the Atlantic's version of Chernobyl.
I get it.
I've got something more. I've got word that Kazim has mobilized his troops and is heading across the desert.
We could use some serious muscle here, Admiral.
Well, you're not going to get it. Not fast enough. I'm getting the DC two-step big time.
And this has to be done
yesterday. I got it.
Hey! Dirk?
Yeah?
I can't ask you boys to go this alone.
Well, that's the great part, sir. You know you never have to.
Debo. Now is your chance to hit Kazim where it really hurts.
We only have small arms. They are no use against concrete and heavy machine guns.
But you have power in numbers. We attack when he does not expect it. We have to try.
Do you know what Kazim's war with us has cost my people in lives? In the poverty and disease it causes?
Then come with us. And let's finish it.
I cannot afford to have my men slaughtered in a full frontal attack. We cannot go with you.
I understand. Oh, we had another idea. Can I borrow your car?
You?
Hi, how are ya?
Sakara, go get the doctor.
Move on ahead, let's go!
Where is everybody? I don't know, corporate retreat? Go.
Something's wrong here, Al. This place is completely deserted. About to be exposed to the worst polluter of modern times?
I don't know. Run for president?
Hide the evidence, right?
Yeah, right.
How? How do you hide 50 tons of industrial waste without anybody noticing it? You don't. He's gonna blow the place, Al.
It's not exactly subtle.
That's what he's gonna do. That's why it's abandoned. Make it look like an industrial accident, and he walks.
That's a good idea.
No, not really.
Why?
The toxins would be sealed underground, and there'd be no way to contain them, Al.
Look, to bring this place down, he'd need 20 or 30 military-grade devices all wired for simultaneous detonation. It would never look like an accident. Unless one centrally placed device diverted all the plant's stored energy into one massive explosion.
Which would look like an accident.
Yes.
Well, we gotta get that bomb, Al.
No! I'll find the bomb. You get the girl.
Deal.
Got it. Bomb in a barrel.
Mr. Pitt,
This is not what it appears.
Well, did I miss something? I've seen your toxic dump. I've seen the sick Tuareg women and kids, and I saw the dead Nassar. I leave something out?
Get this thing out of here, quick! Stay here, don't move!
Remote system activated. All personnel, please move to designated safety areas. Commence incineration burn. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here, quick!
Ava.
How many times am I going to have to save your ass?
Well, in case you didn't notice, I actually saved yours.
I wasn't in any danger.
Oh, no?
No, I'd have thought of something. Come here. We gotta go.
Hey! What's with the costumes?
Uniforms? It's his idea.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, with this plan of yours, do we have enough gas?
Oh, stop being so negative, Al.
That means you only have 20 to 30 minutes left of flight time. These walls,
About 2 feet thick with the double seal coating, so there's no way his bullets can get to us.
We should sit tight, wait him out.
Hey, Dirk.
Now, do you want to talk me through that again?
Armor-piercing rounds.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Dirk.
Oh, yeah.
No, it'll never work.
Why not?
What,
it's 150
work?
Years old.
Yeah, it's hardly ever been used.
It'll probably blow us to bits.
Well, then at least we'll die fighting, huh?
Yeah, that's comforting.
We need to open that gun pole.
Hey, what the hell are we doing, guys?
I gotta go outside.
All right, go.
War piece up. That's it.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Next time, you go.
Bella took you so long.
What? Hey, guys.
I stopped for coffee.
You get a receipt?
Yeah, I got a receipt and I got you one too.
You're the best.
Yeah, you know what? I'll even get you the money from Sander.
Got it!
What? Oh, great. Now we're really in trouble. It's coming!
We bring down Kazim, the army will surrender. Cut the head off the snake.
Buddy, yeah,
exactly. We need cannonball powder and fuses.
I'll get the cannonball.
Ava, I need you to find the fuses. They're going to be in a box about this size. They look something like carrot sticks.
Go.
Samples made.
Let's get that cannon out the portal.
Yeah.
Count three, we're gonna pull. Ready, Al?
Ready.
One, two, three.
Oh,
There's no way that should have worked, right?
WHO is administering an antitoxin in the villages, formulated from Dr. Rojas' sample.
Better late than never.
Absolutely. So, I trust your work on the Texas is going well?
Giordino's on the job, making sure everything gets where it's supposed to go.
Huh? All right! Say, probably not true, but did I hear a rumor there's some American gold on board on the Texas?
Really?
It'd be nice if it were true. No, I can assure you there's no gold there belonging to the U.S.
Admiral, the administration was highly impressed with the way you expedited all the red tape down here. They'd like to fold Numa into...
No, thanks. I'll never work in government again.
This is exactly what they said you'd say. Look, they're offering full funding in exchange for... the occasional side job for the good guys.
Who decides who the good guys are?
You only do the jobs you want.
I need a new yacht.
Got it.
And Rudy needs new computers.
No.
I'm done.
There's one more thing.
There's a question.
In the morning, don't say you love me. Cause I'll only kick you out of the door. I know your name is Rita. Cause you're perfume smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor. Get up.
You, me, Bay Monterey? No, I was thinking. Remember that day in the desert? Car, dynamite, beams chasing some helicopter.
Yeah?
There's something I wanted to say to you that I never got a chance to.
What's that?
You do feel like a girl.
Yeah, hey.